Micah and Lewis on Triple J.
Skepta, the album was originally called SK Level, but you changed it. Why was that?
Well, my engineer, me and him, like, it's more than just him pressing record and recording my vocals. Like, we have a really close relationship, and like, every song I make, we will talk about why I'm saying this, what I'm saying, you know, what is the relevance of this song. And we were just talking a lot. And one time we had like a conversation, and then we just started talking for like 2-3 hours about life and about the pain that, you know, that we all feel growing up in the world. And the phrase ignorance is bliss kept coming up. Like, must have said it about 11, 12 times. And I was like, I woke up the next day and I texted him. I was like, bro, I'm changing the name to Ignorance is Bliss. I feel like SK Level was like a 2018 thing. When I kept saying it to myself, ignorance is bliss, it just felt like something that was so true. Like, I won't have to explain myself to people anymore. I won't have to talk too much about how I feel. I just feel like ignorance is bliss is the answer to everything. And it's the answer to everybody's peace. When you feel that people are being away towards you, or people not understanding you, or people are bullying you or whatever, when you tell yourself that ignorance is bliss, it's like an understanding that will help you have a really good day.
Well, SK Level still is a reference. I mean, it's the first line in Pure Water, and there's some other really interesting references in there. Like, in going through it, you talk about Bird Box at one point, which is a pretty recent reference. Yeah. Did you write this all really recently?
Yeah. Like, I made a couple tracks last year, but I started from like January 15th when I came back from Paris Fashion Week. I locked myself, I changed my phone number and like deleted my Instagram, and I just worked hard on it. So yeah, all the references are kind of recent, and Bird Box is such a good reference because, like, my analogy of the film is that, you know, some people are ready to see and understand things, and those are the people who are crazy in that they're like, oh, the crazy people can look at it and walk around and tell everybody to look at it. And then some people can't see it because when they see it, it kills them, you know. So that was my analogy of it. And that was like part of ignorance is bliss. It's like, I'm ready to see and understand certain things, and I'm keep trying to explain things to people, but they're not ready to see it because they're scared of seeing it. But I'm one of the crazy people who are running around in the movie who are like, yeah, look at this. Check this out. Like, I'm cool with seeing it and understanding it. It was a good metaphor to the album.
Yeah, well, one of the things that made me think Skepta's crazy, for sure, was one of the samples on it. Sophie Ellis Bextor's all-time banger, "Murder on the Dance Floor." Skepta, are you a big fan of this track?
Yo, I love that track. I love Sophie Ellis Bextor. You know, when I get trippy and when I get into my psych world, yeah, I listen to that song so much. Like, all the listening parties that we've had, every time that sample comes on, everybody looks around as if to say, like, one, is this real? Two, did you actually get this sample cleared, Skepta? Like, this is a big, big, massive song. Mm. And then the answer is yes.
Wow, that's great news.
Do you know if Sophie Ellis Bextor's heard it?
No.
Well, I can't wait to hear that reaction. It was so much fun to hear it. I was like, oh my God, he's on one now. Skepta, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure. And hopefully we'll see you back in Australia soon.
Thank you, Australia. I love all you guys. I love touring there. I love all the drill artists. There's some Australian drill artists doing their own thing out there. 1-4. There's a lot of vibes out there. I love Australia and I can't wait to come back.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.